I'm just trying to feed and keep feeding the stock camp and basically Anzacs. They love Anzacs.
It's been a steep learning curve for Lorna Dainter, the new station cook on Alexandria Station in the Northern Territory. Since she arrived here in the middle of the Barkly Tablelands, about a four-hour drive from Tennant Creek, she's had to figure out what a stock camp is and hand-feed a mob of very hungry potty calves. Then there's the problem of cooking cakes without eggs and making mountains of Anzac biscuits every week just to keep everyone happy. Hello, I'm Katrina Bevan. Lorna originally comes from Victoria. She's up for the challenge of cooking for up to 30-plus people every day and says the first few months on the job have been amazing.
This is a huge bowl of Anzac biscuit mixture. You're rolling them up and putting them on the tray. Actually, that's six times the recipe, but it can be like just one hungry like
mob.
Yeah.
Do you often times the recipe by that, six times?
Yeah. But there's no use making just two times. It's definitely at least six times. I try to like do 300 biscuits at a time or like six dozen. And it sounds like a lot, but like when they're out working like as hard as they do, they eat and they deserve to eat.
They've worked up the calories.
They've worked it off and they're ready to restock.
So how long have you been here at Alex Lorna?
I've been here for 3 months now.
What do you think out here in the outback NT?
I think it's just wonderful. It's just real, genuine people. No complications. You're working in an environment where everybody works. It's not just me. Everybody works and puts in. You appreciate the things that, well, sometimes you forget, but you have the chance to remember to appreciate those things every day. Like Bruce, our butcher, made hot dogs the other day. And everyone's going, oh, hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs. And just appreciating just those simple things and being grateful for it, yeah.
Do you have to improvise at all when you aren't able to get fresh ingredients?
Yeah, improvising is the name of the game here. One thing that kept happening or does happen is you can order whatever you like, it's just you're not guaranteed to get what you order. So the delivery will comes in every 2 weeks, and you know, you try your best to work it all out, knowing that it's not going to work out through no one's fault. It's just life out here. But like my eggs wouldn't come for 3 deliveries, so that's 6 weeks, my eggs just wouldn't come. So then I soon learned ways around that. Like, for example, all my cakes here are eggless.
How do you do that?
It's a funny story, actually. And this is one of the really good things about working here. How I found out to improvise with the eggs is just having people come through and just chit-chatting, because everyone's got a story and something to tell and something for me to learn from here. And our dog bait man, who was here, son is dairy-free. And he told me that it's simple, love, because you just add a tablespoon of vinegar and then that replaces any egg. I decided that the best thing to do was basically make all the cakes egg-free, and then I had a backup of eggs all the time. I didn't have to worry. Yeah, and they turn out so fluffy and nice. And, yeah, basically if you chat to everyone, someone's got something that they'll teach you or you learn. It's just a total learning thing here all the time.
It's a really good tip. A tablespoon of, or a teaspoon?
A tablespoon.
A tablespoon of vinegar for every absent egg.
Yep, for every egg. And they're so fluffy and good. And then basically that covers if someone was to come through and they'll be dairy-free, there's no milk in that either, so I use water and it has oil in, so yeah, it's a win-win.
How many people do you cook for on any given day or night?
That's actually a really funny thing. My mum's asked me that. I don't know how much I have. She goes, how can you not know? The station starts at this base of our station at 30 people, but it's never just that. We always had people passing through.
Is it what you expected being a station cook?
There's a lot more that I'm learning that I had no idea about. Everything from I didn't know what stop count was. I didn't even know what a wiener was. I've had the pleasure of feeding the potty cars, which sounds really simple, but I can tell you it's not. Yeah, it just goes on and on. Every day is a learning thing.
Yeah, a learning experience. Well, thank you so much for having a chat. These Anzac bitties look like they're going to taste really good, so I'll let you pop off and put them in the oven.
Oh, thank you.